Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We've got a 72-year-old woman in San Antonio who's been talking online with Jason Momoa.
Oh.
And they're in love.
Well, he isn't to older women.
Yeah.
Because so, Lisa Bonet's in her 50s, and Momoa's yeah. what? Is he in his 40s, or is he also in his 50s?
I think he's at least in his late 30s.
41.
Okay.
So he's 41. I think Lisa Bonet
is 52.
52. Now he's on the side hustle, or a little side piece is in the 70s.
Yeah, why not? Here's the only reason why.
Because I'm sure this entire story is true.
Yeah, it's completely right. true. I do slightly disbelieve it because Jason has been having her transfer tens of thousands of dollars to her bank account, which I don't think he needs money. You know, not her money anyway. He's got his own.
Well, I mean, we don't know what he's done with his money. He could be bad with his money.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so, but this poor woman's being scammed, but she's convinced it's really Jason Momoa, and she's convinced that they're in love. So, unfortunately, the cops had to get involved because, well, her son's just like, gosh, mom, geez. And the cops are looking into it. Here's the woman, her son, and the authorities talking about all this.
He promised me a future with him, so that's what I'm looking forward to. And he tells me he loves me, and I tell him I love him back.
Loneliness, I think, I guess. Of course, he's telling her everything she want to hear that she probably haven't heard in years. And, of course, it's a celebrity.
She's being scammed and used.
She don't think she's doing anything wrong.
At some point, somebody's going to notice that $50,000, $80,000 is gone from here, and where did it go?
Sometimes it can be months before these things are found out. The complaints we get frequently are from companies that see large sums of money flow through their company daily, weekly, monthly. And sometimes amounts like that can be overlooked. She doesn't need to be victimized any more than she already has.
I just believe it's him.
And she sounds completely rational. That's the scary thing. Because 72, you know, for a lot of Americans at 72 years old, or just people in general, you're healthy in the brain.
Yeah.
So, but I also know through my own therapeutic endeavors that delusion is not necessarily the kind of delusion where, you know, you're hearing voices and you're saying God's telling you to do stuff like that. It's stuff like this.
I just want to know how she met Jason Momoa. I mean, I believe
it. Oh, it was on the set of Aquaman.
Oh, okay. Apparently, I was reading the story. She spent hours talking on the phone, exchanging text messages, and I like that they made it a point to include with heart emojis because, you know, Jason's big into emojis.
Well, that's how you know that you're in love.
But then she met the guy, Jason Momoa. I guess they met on Facebook, and then they moved their communication to WhatsApp.
So when you say met,
I guess they just met on Facebook.
Oh. Well,
I thought they actually met. And I'm like, well, if she met Jason Momoa, she met Jason Momoa.
We're yeah. Gonna... So she hasn't actually been like physically in the same place with the dude.
But she did say why she's sending him the money. It's because he needs to hide the money from his wife, Lisa.
Oh, so she knows this?
Yeah.
Okay, at that point, weird. I'd be like, Mom, what are you doing? Why are you being a homewrecker? I mean, there's so much wrong with this story. And unfortunately, when you hear her, she doesn't sound like she's got any screws loose. She sounds very rational.
Dude, the minute she says I'm communicating with Jason Momoa, she sounds like she has her screws loose. She might not be talking like, I'm a crazy lady, but just the things she's saying, her screws are very loose.
At this point,
I don't know if there's any more screws on the nut.
See, I agree with you. And this is the trouble, man. How do you, she still gets to make her own decisions in life. And that's the problem, is that immediately somebody should be able to just step in and go, you are no longer in charge of your money. Somebody's taken over your accounts. I mean, because she obviously didn't know what she's doing.
But it sounds like she's enjoying it. I'm not saying I get it. Like, she shouldn't be scammed. But if she's enjoying spending money on Jason Momoa.
So you'd be fine with it because it's your inheritance money, isn't it? I mean, that money could go to you.
And that's where you kind of like feel like you're like, that'd be such a moral dilemma. Like, my grandma's happy or my mom's happy talking to this make-believe Jason Momoa guy, but she's also spending all of her money.
And you're not thinking you would not think she's getting scammed if all of a sudden $80,000 was gone?
Of course I would think she's getting scammed.
But she wouldn't be mad about it.
That's just so weird.
Yeah.
I'm glad my mom doesn't know Jason Momoa.
That would be really nice. Your father would punch Jason Momoa in the face if that's the thing, is your mom knows that there's no way she could get away with anything like that, because your father would go after the guy.
The only thing that's going to work to Jason's advantage would be that it takes him a good 5 to 10 minutes to get off the couch.
He'd
have a good head start.
Yeah. Once he gets off, though.
Man.
Yeah.
Talk about, I mean, of all people to say who you are, I'm Jason Momoa.
See, that's why I want to get in my brain right now that I trust my kids. If my kids scam me, well, that's who I give my money to in the first place anyway. So I look at it like...
Joe's been scamming you since...
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know.
Whoa, hello. Supposed to be that button. I'll show him.
That's right.
That escalated.
I'll fire the cannon at him, yeah. You're right. The Joey has been scamming me probably since he was a toddler.
Well, at least the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I got to go to Vegas.
When I hear about kids like skimming from their parents and they go to court, that's where you would give the money anyway, right?
I couldn't ever imagine doing that, like trying to take advantage of my parents' money.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't care that much as long as I got a meal and I don't care, because they say the older you get, you don't care. You got zero F's given. You're not really going anywhere. Just sit me in the chair. Let me watch a show.
Now, do you think the guy who's pretending to be Jason Momoa is just like, I can't believe this is working?
Yeah, this is wow.
I mean, I don't know, unless it's been working, unless like he's so good at it, like he's done this before, but I got to imagine at some point he's like, this is incredible that this woman continues to think I'm Jason Momoa.
So they say that prostitution is the oldest profession in the world, but I got to be thinking the con. I feel like the con artist has been around just as long.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've heard of these stories forever. Everyone's conning everybody. I mean, always that
carnies and all that crazy stuff.
All the smooth talkers.
Well, and I watch Catfish all the time because it's the greatest show ever. And at that point, I watch that show and I'm like, how are you falling for this every single time?
Loneliness is a big thing.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, it's just like, how could you go 8 years without meeting somebody or even talking to them on the phone? Like, it's crazy.
Probably because
she's talking on the phone with this guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, does she really know who Jason Momoa is? What he sounds like?
Does he even try to sound like Jason Momoa?
Or is he just like,
hey, I'm Jason Momoa.
Hi, Mary. Listen, I need $10,000. That Lisa, I mean, I cannot let her see my money.
So much as I work at a bank, sadly, I see this kind of scam all the time. Bank workers are actually supposed to report this as elder abuse, and I've seen a lot of times where the courts will get involved to protect the elder, and either a family member will become responsible for the financial stuff.
Oh, I'm happy that that's
a court guardian.
Yeah, I'm happy that's the case. But what I want to know from that texter is how much has to go before they get involved? Because this one was about 80 grand. Is that it? When they see like 80 grand or 100 grand leaving an account, is that when they go, okay, there's problems?
And it's a little bit of like a double whammy probably for the kid, because I think it's tough for any kid probably to see like their mom or their dad being romantic or having romantic things with someone that's not their parent. You know what I mean? Like, let's just say like, you know, dad passed away. You want to see your mom. Is someone's train going off?
Yeah. Is that me again?
I don't know.
I thought that was the actual outdoor train.
Oh, there's a train outside.
We're up on the 14th floor. This is going to get weird.
Where the hell is that the one by Safeco? That train?
I don't think so.
We don't have a choo-choo train outside of our building.
That was so weird.
At least not yet, we don't. Uh-oh, that's
choo-choo.
Weird. I know they're making flying cars. I know
right,
people.
Jason Momoa, he's coming over to shut us up. He's like, dude, that's my girl.
That's my scam.
My thing.
Right?
That's my meal ticket,
Lisa
buddy.
Lisa doesn't know about her. Stop talking about it.
All right.
Wow. Man.
That was, nobody else heard that, I know, but it was weird.
Yeah, we just heard a weird choo-choo train.
Choo-choo.
I hope everybody else heard it, or else, yeah, it's going to sound like we're a little.
Hey, nuts. Next thing you know, we're going to be giving money to the big engineer on that imaginary train.
So this is what it was, a plot twist. It's the kid. The son posing as Jason Momoa.
That would be a great plot twist.
That'd be an awesome movie.
Yeah. Oh, that would be on the ID channel.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. That my mother-in-law and I would sit down, big bowl of popcorn. We'd be watching that together and having a blast. Oh, yeah. So earlier we told you about this survey about what people lie about to make themselves look better so they don't look stupid. There's another survey, and it's about lying again, and it's about trying to impress people. And so a third of us are so desperate to impress people that we will lie about our accomplishments if we need to. And so here are the top 10 things that we lie about to impress you when it comes to, you know, just being around other people.
Ooh.
And what do you think number one is? Number one, I think, should be a no-brainer.
Like money?
You are close. You know, this is what gets you the money.
Oh, the job.
There we go. Good job, Danny. Steve was like, what gets me the money?
Okay.
I'll tell you, the milkshake gets me the money. The
catfishing old women as Jason Momoa. Yeah. Clearly.
So, yeah, people lying about their job or how much responsibility they have.
Oh, okay. Like trying to make you seem like you're a bigger deal than you are.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always found set the bar low. You know, because when people discover that you are better than you've been saying you are, that is, I mean, you look like a hero. And I've accidentally done that. I didn't intend to do that. But, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'm on this stupid radio show. And then I was fortunate that a celebrity came up out of his way to introduce himself to me. And that's really what people were like, oh, my God, you must be bigger than we thought you were, because that guy sought you out. And it was a guy, and I always tell the guy, thank you so much. You made me look like a hero, because my back was turned to this person.
Was it Peter North?
It was Peter North, and that's how I knew it was him, because, well, something got there before he did.
Right, something tapped you before he even his arms length away.
So always set the bar low about whatever it is you do, and then eventually it'll come out that you're a little bit more important than you say you were.
I tell people I'm a doctor all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Paging Dr.
Steve. Nobody's ever believing that. There is no effing way anybody believes that.
I'm not really doing that.
Oh, well, even if
I know why you're at a bar and be like, yo, I'm a doctor.
That, somebody might believe that. I mean, somebody could. I just think you can't say much. You just have to then go, I'm a doctor, and then not talk.
I've watched at least 10 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I know the lingo.
Oh, you know what? Normally I'd make fun of you, but I think you might be able to pull it off.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
Until someone falls over, they're like, we need a doctor. Right. Oh, hey, wait, you're a doctor, Steve.
No, my name's Karev. Yeah.
I'm only a doctor on TV. I'm an actor. Right. I'm sorry. I'm studying for a new role. I feel so embarrassed by this.
My bad. I'm just a dentist, guys.
The number two thing that people
piss off the dentist. We know you're doctors.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was a joke.
Whoa.
What?
Next time you go in, buddy, no Novocaine for you.
Luckily, I just went, so I don't have to worry about it for another 3 or so months.
Boom.
4 months. Whatever
another 3 or so months.
Whenever it is, I go back.
6 months for your cleaning, right?
Okay, that too.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're going every 3 months, good for you.
It feels like it, man.
Yeah, I know. This is something that people lie about, I guess. And, you know, maybe we see it on the Instagrams a lot, and that's people's travel stories.
Oh.
People want to impress you with all their great travel stories.
Well, this past weekend when I was in France, I mean, what are we talking about? Like,
yeah.
See, and it's so hard to lie about that now, because it'd be like, oh, where are your pictures from it on Facebook? Because you would obviously put your stuff out there.
You get that Zoom screen.
It's
fun. You get that background and go, oh, look where I am.
I used to have the bass player in my band when I was in high school. It used to pretend. It kind of goes with number one and number two. He would lie about how big our band actually was. And then when he'd go on trips with his parents and stuff, he'd send girls pictures from the road and be like, yeah, on tour.
Awesome.
Check it out.
Yep. See, that's all you do. Yeah.
I always wanted to jokingly just do like go somewhere where like a park and just like take a picture and be like, I'm in Africa. Check it out. Cause like this just random bushes behind me.
Yeah.
Or like I'm somewhere. I'm like, I'm at the Grand Canyon. And it's just like me on like standing on some dirt.
Just, that's great.
Like, these are like the most non exciting pictures of you at these random places.
Oh, man. And Steve, you were right about money, by the way. That is number four. So the job and money, they go hand in hand. That's number one. People lie about their job. People lie about how much money they make. I remember in the old Tom Likas days, he'd always say, always get a copy of your withdrawal receipt, you know, if like you do a withdrawal.
Oh, gosh.
And then just leave it at the bar.
Yeah.
That would impress people. I wonder if that still works. I wonder if people still go, oh, hey, whoa, you're my guy.
Wasn't like a whole thing where like some people would like actually go through at the ATM, like people would throw away their transaction receipts, like just dump it in the trash right by the ATM, and someone will go through it to find like whoever had like a big bank account, like,
good stuff,
like,
yeah,
like a big amount in his checking or savings account, and save it for those instances.
Yeah. So the number three, yeah, I do this. I do this just because I don't want to get yelled at, and that's how much you exercise. People lie about that. I feel like that's a shaming thing in this area, especially.
Oh, just like random people?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was in the Northeast, at least at the time when I was, you know, you're an Italian family. Nobody seemed like they ever did any exercise. So you never heard that. You used to get in trouble for how much you didn't eat.
But it's always funny when someone says that they do a lot of exercising. I'm like, well, at some point, like, we're going to be able to tell. You know what I mean? If you're constantly saying you're at the gym and you're exercising, but nothing has changed, or it looks like you've gotten in worse shape, it's like, well, I mean, are you really at the gym? And what are you doing at the gym? Are you just eating, watching other people work out?
Yeah.
Well, that's my pastime.
That's it.
That would be pretty funny. If you go to the gym, you grab one of the benches and just pull out like your lunch and just watch everyone work out.
Just observing. You guys are doing great.
Well, finish up, wipe the seat, because, you know, cleanliness is important.
Love that.
And then leave.
That would be me. I would be part of that gym anytime of the week. You know, give me that membership.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Let's talk about this woman. Her name is Sydney.
Okay.
And she went on my favorite platform, TikTok. I love the talk.
Yeah, we got to get John to TikTok.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Do we?
Yes. No, we don't. Sarah wants to do it and put the camera in front of my face. I don't know what
to do. Let her do it. She does your Snapchat.
She does everything. I know. She just puts a camera in front of me. I don't know what I'm on.
If she wants a TikTok, let her TikTok.
Hey, listen. She's, you know what? She's a big kid now. Does whatever she wants. But the TikTok man, Sydney's using it, and she went on there to show how she caught her boyfriend of 4 years cheating on her. Now, I do appreciate this because I think that, you know what, it's a public service. You need a good sleuth like Sydney.
Okay.
Because the boyfriend sent her a selfie from the car, and when she looked in the reflection in his sunglasses, she saw another woman's legs.
I'm looking at it. She made it so that the picture is her background on her TikTok video, and it's just her, and she moves out of the way, and then boom.
Oh!
A set of legs that are not her boyfriend's.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Now, Sydney does not look happy, and I can understand why, but let me tell you how much I love Sydney, because I love sleuths. I love people that got brains and know things and see things, and it's like, Sydney, your intelligence saved you from an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's not a nice word, but I think if somebody's cheating on somebody, that's the nicest thing I can say. Just end the relationship.
Make fun of them on TikTok and move on.
Yeah. It may sound like she did some serious detective work, and she did.
I like how she's serious detective work. Yeah. It's painfully obvious that he's in the car with another person.
Yeah.
And it's clearly a female, or maybe one of his dudes has a really nice set of legs. I don't know.
Yeah, the boyfriend didn't really figure this out. So she confronted him. They got into a huge fight, and she's found out that, he's been cheating on her with at least five other women.
Oh. You didn't see those in the sunglasses, though.
I think idiot's definitely a nice word.
Yeah. I like how she posted and says, check the reflection in your boyfriend's sunnies, ladies.
Yeah. You know what? And I mean, come on, guys. You got to be better than this. Here's what I know. I know that he doesn't have a good group of friends. Because
he's got five good friends.
Yeah, he does.
With benefits.
Sure does. Get a four in the back seat.
Is there a young enough age in your life where you just don't give him a hard time for this? If you know your boy is doing this, and you know he's got a steady girl, and he's just
college.
Is there a time where you go, it doesn't matter?
I mean, I'd still give him a tough time about it, but like, dude, what are you doing? But, you know, you're in college, you're just being a dumbass. Okay, I'm not going to get involved. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to deal with it, so don't bring me into that. That's always been my thing. Like, if I find out, like, someone I know is that way, I'm like, don't bring me into this world. Like,
Do not expect
me to be, like, your cover-up. Do not expect me to want to hear about it. Like, this is not my thing.
And I will tell you this, and I don't know, I wish there was a way to do this, because Steve, you've got a daughter, and you are going to, I mean, unless she finds the love of her life as the first one, the toughest thing is to see her get her heart broken.
Right. Well, I've already told Taryn, if Barrett breaks her heart, because we have an arranged marriage,
So Taryn's kid and little baby Tatum.
And little baby Tatum, they've been arranged, and I'm like, if he breaks her heart, he's done.
Oh, it'd be like Tatum or Tarot.
No,
Tarot.
This coupling.
That's what we want the power couple to be called.
Tarot.
All right.
The Tarot card.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's in the cards.
It is.
They're supposed to be together. Tarot. They're
in
the cards.
It's meant to be.
That would be a great wedding invitation.
What a party, too.
Yeah.
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 The in-laws and I are getting wasted.
But, you know, I think as soon as any dude, you know, has that woman in his life, that girl in his life that gets her heart broken, you realize, oh, my God. I think you go back to the moment and go, what a piece of crap I was to all those women that I just didn't even think was a big deal.
Right, but you're not thinking of like that, though, in your 20s. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I wish there was a way for that to happen because
that's just life. I think that just happens with maturity and growing up.
I just hope that this Sydney, that she can actually get over it because, I mean, it is part of life. You're right. Hope she's got good people around her to tell her, hey, this is not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on him. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a good person. He just didn't want to be involved with you and didn't know how to do it the right way.
And nothing else you would have done would have gotten you 1.7 million views this. So, yeah. I mean, it's silver lining. You're now TikTok famous.
And I got to be thinking some people try to slide into her DMs.
I feel like she's
got plenty of people saying, look at Sydney, let me see if I can make things right.
Dude, that's always been my favorite thing on Facebook back when. I don't know if it still happens. I haven't noticed it much on mine, but when you change your relationship status, it used to be a post that would show up on your Facebook feed. So if someone said, no longer in a relationship, or, you know, Marcy marks herself as single, my favorite thing would be like, okay, mental note, check on Marcy's page tomorrow and look at that post. And then just see all the thirsty comments from guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, she barely is out of the relationship and you're already trying to swoop in. And this is on the public side. I can only imagine the direct messages that she's getting.
I used to say, okay, when I was eligible in my 20s, how can I be that sensitive guy? Because sensitive new age guys were the thing.
I'm here as a shoulder for you to cry on.
Let me know if you need to talk.
Right. Yeah. Right. And but, if you know you, the shoulder is not good enough, I've got other body parts you can lean on.
But see, I wanted to be able to show that I'm not going to be just a girlfriend. I want to be more than that, but I also don't want to be the thirsty dude that's normally come. It's going to come knocking. I never really mastered that. I really wanted to master that.
Most guys don't. That's the best part is reading those posts is just the, because they're not going to be, well, some of them are, but they're not going to be outright like, hey, girl. It's more the, hey, let me know if you need to talk, babe.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
You know, I've always thought that guy was a little sus. I mean, I'm here for you. My favorite, though, are the guys that are just like, you want to get wasted and make bad decisions. And I'm like, okay, at least you're not you're not hiding from what
you're
your intentions are.
Yeah, you're really coming out with it. And the trouble is sometimes that works.
I would say that would work so better than the shoulder to cry on guy because you know that they both have the same intentions. At least this one's being honest about
it. I would be so pissed because I'm the guy that goes, okay, your heart's been broken. I want to be there. I want to be there for you to show you that I'd be there for you for the rest of your life. And then all of a sudden, hey, bad decisions guy gets to slide right in. I'd be like, come on!
But at the end of the day, your intention, your end result was you're hoping for the same end result.
Right. I wanted long term. I didn't want the one-nighter. Right. Like, you know, the bad decision guy. That's why I was so pissed whenever Bad Decision Guy won out every time over me. Every effing time, Billy Bad Decision, he always is walking away with Sydney and her broken heart.
Damn,
and I'm like,
that, Billy.
Come on, Sydney.
Well, I'll get wasted.
Yeah.
Make bad decisions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we'll see. I wish we could somehow keep up with Sydney and see who she lands with next. If it's Billy Bad Decisions or if it's like, you know, John Cusack, the guy who could be the guy for her with the boombox. Because that's where I always wanted to be. I always thought I was him. You know, I'm the boombox guy going, look, man, I'm, you know, that's who I am. I'm the guy. I'm like Billy Crystal in When Harry Met Sally, making that long speech.
No, I'm Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're What's Her Nuts.
What's Her Nuts, yes.
I don't remember.
Bit Miss Piggy.
Yeah, Miss Piggy. That's all that matters.
So I work with a guy who used to look at the obituaries and the divorce pages in the paper looking for the singles.
Wow. That's a good
move.
Would
they have divorce pages?
I don't know.
When was this?
I don't know. I guess, did they, in the newspaper, newspaper would say, listen, pay us money, we'll put anything in there.
What, like Mary just got divorced? Here's her info?
Okay.
I have seen people post online saying that if you want to find a single gal recently divorced, just go to the Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist and look for wedding dresses.
Oh.
Oh, because they sell them.
They sell them. And then you can see who's been recently divorced.
And so then you can like offer to buy it and then meet up and then love will happen, huh?
Yeah. That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, because you could buy it and go.
No, that plot seems way too complicated for a Hallmark movie.
Fair.
Yeah. I suppose you could have a good line. You meet her and she's like, what the hell do you want this dress for? I want to buy your troubles away. Want to make some bad decisions while I'm doing it? Like this bad decision I'm making now, buying this stupid
can
wedding dress.
That voice?
Yeah.
That voice isn't going to help.
That is not.
I'm going to use my Batman voice. Oh. Where's the bad decision?
That's right.
Bang man.
Or bad decisions.
Wow. Yeah. I want to be Bang Man.
You want to be Bang Man or Bad Man?
I want to be, well, which sounds better, Bang Man or Batman? I think Bang Man's better.
Oh. Bang Man.
Bang Man.
Bang Man.
Bang Man. Bang Man. Bang Man.
Bang 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 Bang
Bang. Bang.
Glad would you like to see the bat pole?
Yeah, glad we could flesh that out during the song.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know.
That's how we do, Rev, okay?
It's called being organic.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations to her and her life. Okay.
I wish nothing but the best for her.
Look, she's on TikTok.
She needs a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, I mean, millions.
Hit me up on TikTok.
Honestly, millions of views is what she... You know, we've been trying to get millions of views on this show.
You've been trying. I've accomplished it.
Okay, fine. I have been trying... To get millions of views, I didn't know I needed to just take a picture of myself in my sunglasses with my own legs, and then I could say I was cheating on myself.
I remember my first million views on Facebook.
Okay, all right. That's a nice
second. Nice my third.
Thank you, Rock, for all that humble brag.
That's right.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about three and a half years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.